This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Tuesday, November 25th. I'm Ngozi Cole. A recent study shows that hospitals in Monterey County are among the most expensive in California. The Office of Healthcare Affordability Report found that Chomp, Natividad, and Salinas Valley Health had high prices due to lack of market competition, rather than higher operating costs or better quality of care. But Natividad and Salinas Valley are denying the claims. In statements shared with KZU, the hospitals acknowledge the high rates but place the blame on the region's high cost of living. They also say insurance reimbursements for providing medical services to low-income patients don't fully cover the costs. Last year, another study, this one by the RAND Corporation, found that Chomp and Natividad are in the top 10% of the most expensive hospitals in California, with Salinas Valley Health in the top 15%. The Trump administration is proposing a rule change that would give immigration officers more discretion. It would allow them to deny permanent residency to immigrants lawfully in the country who rely on public safety net benefits. Critics warn the change could discourage immigrants and their U.S. citizen family members from enrolling in programs like SNAP or Medicaid. CAP Radio spoke with Lauren Au with the UC Davis Center for Poverty and Inequality Research.
What we are going to see is this ripple effect. And so it's not just going to impact food insecurity, it's going to impact overall health.
Au says that could lead to more emergency room visits, higher chronic disease, and increased poverty. The proposal is now in a 30-day public comment period that ends December 19th. Well, that's it for Monterey Bay Today. Tune in tomorrow morning for more local news.